ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
You could ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
In a conspiracy like this, you build from the outer edges and you go step by step.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Ain't no man ever got the best of me, and there ain't gonna be!
Ladies and gentlemen...
Yes, sir, happy days are here again.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, the defending, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio eras, having defended that title now for better than 29 years. And straight up today, we're talking combat sports. Of course, hours away from Mayweather Medina 2, the impotent rematch, pay-per-view, 9 p.m. in the East, 6 o'clock out here on the West Coast, straight up. The most uneventful even fight I've ever seen in my life. The first one, why have a second one? I don't know. Sort of like regurgitating a bad sandwich, I guess, on pay-per-view for $70. 1-800-878-7529. That's the toll-free if you'd like to join us. 1-800-878-7529. Of course, Twitter.com using the hash mark RingTalk. Straight up, Marcos Medina. Yeah, he did well the first time around. There's no question about it. And his record is a noble one at 34-4 with 31 KOs. I mean, he's a big puncher, but did he land any real big punches on Mayweather? Did he have Mayweather in trouble? Did he have him reeling and rocking? I mean, was Mayweather ready to go? That's the way some of you folks talk. I mean, I can't believe it. I mean, Mayweather got touched a few times. Touched is the word there. Quotes. Touched. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network. In fact, if you haven't downloaded the iHeartRadio app yet, what are you waiting for? Download the iHeartRadio app at iHeartRadio.com and take Ring Talk anywhere you go, via your smartphone, via your tablet, via your computer. Straight up, Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the iHeartRadio Network.
At the Home Depot, buy one or more pallets of GAF Royal Sovereign 3-tab shingles and save up to 20%. Let's raise the roof, but lower the cost with bulk pricing on GAF, America's number one shingle, featuring advanced protection technology. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Up to 20% off one or more pallets of select GAF shingles. More saving. More doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 17th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Be careful. There's going to be a shark attack in Stockton because San Jose Sharks hockey is coming to town. Don't miss your chance to experience the speed, intensity, and hard hits of NHL hockey when the Sharks battle the Canucks in preseason action on September 23rd at 7:30 p.m. live at Stockton Arena. Get your tickets now at the Stockton Arena box office, Ticketmaster.com, or at Ticketmaster outlets. Stockton is Sharks territory.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
There's only one Mayweather.
He must know that I'm not like no other fighter. I can give it, and I can take it.
There's only one Mayweather.
I've been here before. I know what it takes. I don't want no excuses. So I'm just going out there and be the same Floyd Mayweather. I've been here before, and I know what it takes.
He talks the talk, and he walks the walk.
When it's lights, camera, action, it's time to get the fans entertainment. The fans want to be entertained. I mean, when I'm home, I'm like anyone else.
Walking to the money land.
Yeah.
Ah, the funk of the mighty Tower of Power. Of course, Pedro's one of their web writers. You can check out my work with the band at towerofpower.com. Click on the message center and go into the down to the nightclub section regarding my live reviews or Pedro's Song of the Month, of course, which is featured monthly at the Tower of Power. Thanks to Emilio Castillo and the Funketeers from Oakland, California. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 30 years next week. Going to celebrate 30 years 1 week from today. Don't know how I'm going to do it. Probably, as I said before, probably not going to celebrate it much at all. Just, you know, do a show. Just go through here and do the show because there is some pressure. I mean, I sat back this week and I said to myself, what do you want to do for 30 years? I mean, it's 30 years, Pete. I mean, that's a significant milestone in a radio man's life. So what do you want to do? And I said, I don't know. You know, and I'll give a little bit away right now. I think the two most emotional times that I've ever had on this show was when Gennaro Hernandez died, or he died 3 days after, 2 days after we talked on the radio, and he said, you know, he was going out, and he knew he was going out, and then Alexis Arguello talking about killing himself on the radio. I think that, without giving too much away, but I think those were the two, and of course, Arguello later committed suicide. That was ironic about that. What was it, 1999? I have him on the radio. I'm talking with his wife first, and his wife tells me that Alexis Arguello, the three-division world champion, the man that lost that fabulous war in 1982, probably one of the greatest fights of all time to a drugged-up Aaron Pryor. Yeah, Aaron Pryor hawked up that. Of course, remember the special bottle that the trainer Panama Lewis gave him, the one I mixed. Yeah, right. Said there was schnapps in there. Well, you know, Pryor came off that stool after the 13th round like a madman after almost being knocked out towards the latter part of the 13th round by a terrific right hand from Alexis Arguello. So anyway, Arguello talks about suicide on the show and then ends up allegedly committing suicide like, you know, 10 years later. Sort of weird. So we'll talk about that in detail next week. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. If you are joining us for the very first time today, let me welcome you to the Ring Talk family of listeners. Now, as I said, 29 plus years, 30 years next week. And of course, if you've been along for the ride, ride on. Sit back. We've got another 30 to go, providing I can keep breathing. Straight up, let's talk about last week's card before we go into the Mayweather-Medina rematch. Of course, that's tonight, pay-per-view, 9 p.m. in the East, 6 o'clock in the West. If you're living in the UK, you could probably watch this on Box Nation or Sky Sports. I don't think it's pay-per-view if you've got the subscription. They're in London, in England, and things like that. So straight up, you want to look towards the English websites if you can feel me on that. Anyway, Mayweather, 9 p.m. Eastern time, 6 o'clock in the West. Of course, he had his Ray Rice comments this week. We'll talk about that a little bit later as well in the Mayweather-Medina segment upcoming with my man Bob Spagnola. But straight up, a blind man. And I put a picture on my website at ringtalk.com of a man that was blindfolded. And I said he correctly picked the entire Showtime card last week. That's right. I'm talking about Showtime so-called championship boxing featuring Adrian Broner, Andre Berto, and Lucas Matisse. Now, Matisse can fight. Berto's got some skills, but they're diminished. I mean, he's done. Stick a fork in him, okay? He don't take a punch well because the guy that he was fighting actually hurt him in the second round. But Adrian Broner, the once-beaten lad out of Cincinnati, Ohio, of course, the same place that the aforementioned Aaron the Hawk Pryor is from, but Broner's now, what, 28-1, 22 KOs? I want to watch fights where, you know, there's some suspense involved. You don't want to watch fights and know who's going to win right away just by looking at it. I mean, just like I said, a blind man could tell who's going to win these fights. I mean, Broner was in against like a 15 or 18-1 underdog, as was Berto. I mean, it's just you don't need to be fighting guys that bad. I'm serious. I mean, this Roberto Ortiz that Matisse fought, I mean, he should have been arrested for being unbeaten. He was like 31. Who the hell did he beat? Who could that guy have beat? I mean, I was like, whoa, you got to be kidding. Look at this record. This guy's got a good record. Well, he lasted 2 minutes and 45 seconds round number two. Of course, he played some games with the referee, and the referee wouldn't have nothing of it. Tried to stick it out and get that count all the way up to nine. But, you know, when you misjudge, it's not a 10 count per se. I mean, it's not a 10-second count. It's a 10 count, and the referee puts that together. So that's on him. It's a human thing. Anywhere, Ortiz now 31-1-1, 24 KOs. My God, who did he beat? Matisse 36-3, 34 KOs. Now, Matisse might end up finding Adrian Broner. Adrian Broner, of course, in the main event from Cincinnati, Ohio. The kid, they did a pretty good crowd last week. I mean, some people like him and some people don't like him. And I'm one of those guys that doesn't like him. Anyway, Emmanuel Taylor is the guy that he took on. And Emmanuel Taylor, his claim to fame was losing to current WBO guy, 140-pound guy, Chris Algieri, of course, that takes on Manny Pacquiao in that big match from Macau, November 22nd, 2014. But, you know, Adrian, it wasn't like he struggled. I mean, he scored with a left hook in the 12th round and dropped Taylor. Taylor was game, but Taylor just wasn't upper echelon. He's 18-3 now, 12 KOs. I mean, the cards are 116-111 twice and 115-112, sort of sounding one-sided. But, you know, I'm just not convinced that Adrian Broner wants it. You've got to want things. I don't think he wants it enough. I think that deep down in the trenches, if he got in the trenches, I don't care how good he held up against Marcos Medina when Medina was beating on him like a rag doll last December. I just think he has the body language. He's ready to quit if the heat gets too high. So Broner, Matisse, they're talking about doing that later this year maybe, or early 2015. I think that'd be a super fight at 140 pounds. And Showtime needs some super fights because, as I said, these fights are so predictable. I mean, they're just so predictable. Now, Andre Berto returned to the winner's circle for the first time since 2011 after being, of course, drubbed by Robert Guerrero. He lost a unanimous nod in 12 rounds there after getting up off the canvas early on there. And then Jesus Soto Carrasco stopped him in 12 rounds. But seeing he faced a guy in Steve Chambers who couldn't punch his way out of a paper bag. 24-4-1, 6 KOs. That's his record right now. So what I'm trying to say, Andre, and my man Virgil Hunter, who's training him over there in Oakland, California, or in Hayward, California, wherever they got the gym. But Virgil Hunter, Virg, don't break out the champagne for Berto just yet. Berto looked like he got rocked in the second round by a guy that hit him to the body with a left hook. Berto doesn't look like he reacts that well. And you don't react that well to incoming artillery. You're not very long for this world. I'm talking about professional sports and boxing. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Coming up, an extended segment with my man, Bob Spagnola. We're talking Mayweather Medina 2 tonight. Pay-per-view, 9 p.m. in the East, 6 o'clock out West. Of course, you can get it on the UK website. So if you live in the UK and Europe, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and it's the iHeartRadio Network. If you haven't downloaded the iHeartRadio app yet, do it now. Download the iHeartRadio app at iHeartRadio.com. Take Ring Talk anywhere you go 24/7. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is Ring Talk, the insider's look into the world of boxing. This segment, upcoming MMA at 40 minutes past the hour.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Boxing is an unnatural act, because everything in it is backwards. You want to move to the left, you don't step left, you push on the right toe. To move right, you use your left toe. Instead of running from the pain like a sane person would do, you step into it.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Just what do you think of him as a fighter, huh?
Well, his footwork's lousy. He can't counterpunch. His timing stinks. And he doesn't breathe properly.
But you like him as a person.
Well, he has a nice smile.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly.
My mother said it isn't bragging if you're telling the truth. Celebrating 30 years of Ring Talk Live worldwide, next week we'll be bringing one of my good friends and a guy I could ever call a co-host because he's got it going on when it comes to opinions. I'm talking about manager extraordinaire Bob Spagnuolo of Texas. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Pedro.
Talk to me. Marcos Medina and Floyd Mayweather, too. Do we really need to see it the second time? I think I'm going to need some pay-per-view Viagra tonight to get up for this.
Well, hey, listen, when you consider some of the other fights, recent matchups of Floyd, he's dominated these guys. I mean, I don't know how they ever scored the Canelo fight the way they did.
CJ Ross, of course, she's been banned from boxing for coming up with it.
Yeah, after Nevada stood by her with 100%, you know, they quickly got the call and changed their mind. But what I'm saying is...
No. Go into Bobby, hold up. Go back into that for a little bit. Let's talk about the C.J. Ross thing. Of course, she was a judge who came up with an even score with Mayweather and Saul Canelo Alvarez, and the Athletic Commission said, we stand behind her 100%. And then a week later, they just, like, jettisoned her off to Thailand or something.
Well, hey, listen. They probably had some meetings with the NFL since then.
The governor got upset.
They can't quite get it right.
Yeah,
they just can't quite get it right when they're giving it to us. But and as far as these, this tape that was sent to them, I believe you're going to have to check the same hard drive that Lois Lerner was on in order to find out when you're going to get the information about what really happened with that, because it seems like that guy, you know, sent it to him, I think, the first week of April and got confirmation that they received it and saw it all in that brief. That's a whole different ball of wax. But listen, Nevada, come on, please don't get me started on Nevada.
I understand that. Of course, we're talking about the Ray Rice incident, and Mayweather had some some comments supporting Ray Rice and things like that. And why wouldn't he? Of course, he's been popped a couple of times for domestic violence, but I'm surprised Floyd didn't come out and say the chick had a bad chin or something like that, because Floyd is just a piece of work. But Mayweather and Medina now, 46-0, Mayweather, 26 KOs, hasn't knocked anybody out in a long, long time. Taking on Marcos Medina again, 34-4, 31 KOs. Medina's a big puncher. Medina didn't hurt Mayweather the first time. I mean, he touched him. He made contact. Is that enough to want a rematch?
Well, listen, the fight was close. There's no doubt about it. Certainly early on, Maidana was getting a lot of things accomplished. I just fear that they'll have the referee that this second go-round that will preclude there from being a fight. And, a la, Ricky Hatton Mayweather. And, when you allow him to use his elbow, while he's pointing his shoulder and with impunity and don't allow any of the similar tactics from the opposition and break him every time he gets close, you'll have no fight. And I think, honestly, that's what we will have this time.
Go on.
But I do feel like the first fight was close enough, considering, listen, what else is out there? You know, he's cleaned the house. He doesn't want to go up and wait. He'd rather have a smaller guy moving up to fight him rather than. And you say that Maidana hasn't knocked anybody out, but he certainly showed his power with.
No. I didn't say Maidana. I said Mayweather hasn't knocked anybody out in a while. Maidana's got 31 whacks and 35 wins.
Okay, well, I guess. Misheard you.
And Kenny Bayless will be the referee tonight. So you think Kenny will be breaking these guys quick or what?
Well, listen, I don't want to say anything disparaging about him, but I think that was the focal point of this whole negotiation, having a guy in there. I think that Mayweather's camp was very not very happy with the last neutral man in the ring on the last go-around, and I think that's where the major change will be in this fight.
Okay, Tony Weeks was the referee the first time around. Of course, Mayweather walking around. I had the fight even, but Bob, and this is the way I put it, it was the most uneventful even fight I've ever seen. And you're right, he's cleaned the house, and nobody wants to really come down, or he doesn't want to go up and that kind of good stuff. So super fights are probably out of the picture in here. But I think since Mayweather was winning down the stretch here, and since he figures guys out so well, that he's going to pick up where he left off. And I think it's like whether or not the referee's breaking him apart quick or not, I think he goes on a real run again, straight up.
Well, listen, I think that the officiating will be a huge factor, the refereeing, the third man in the ring, because if he doesn't let, Weeks definitely let them fight. And, they weren't happy with him because of that. They complained, like, listen, it's all, we see it a million times. The man, the golden rule, the man with the gold makes the rules, and he's going to, have, Styles make fights. We all understand the dynamic of this thing. But it is, I think, interesting that they chose him, and the fact is, all things being held equal, I think it will be an interesting fight because, Maidana really never had been part of a big show like that, and it could be a huge factor for a lot of people just getting there, dealing with that, and this go around, he's been there and done that, so he's probably a lot less intimidated or leave less emotion in the locker room than he did the last time, which, listen, if he could, he wasn't able to keep up the time, and then, you know, Floyd made adjustments, and the end of the fight was, you know, was the determining factor in Mayweather getting out of there with a draw, to me. But you know, regardless, I think it's a listen, the destruction of Canelo, the schooling of Canelo, that it was a brilliant performance by Mayweather.
Freeze that thought right there, Bob. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Yeah, a lot of the criticism that Tony Weeks got in the first Mayweather-Medina fight, the referee, of course, it harkened me back to the screaming. I mean, the outrage. June 21st, 1980, after the brawl in Montreal, after Carlos Padilla, the referee out of the Philippines, of course, the man that refereed the thrill in Manila. Then he moved to Las Vegas. He became one of the top referees in Las Vegas. And I thought he did a great job as far as the Leonard Duran fight was concerned the first time around. But everybody was screaming. Everybody was screaming at him. They were screaming at Carlos Padilla, Bob, a lot like they were screaming at Tony Weeks now for letting the guys fight.
Well, remember the Hatton fight?
Same thing.
I mean, you know, Hatton was really trying to be a very effective aggressor. He was balls-to-the-wall aggression, and as I remember, one of the greats, Joe Cortez, I mean, he was in there, even to the point where Hatton at one point in time turned around and exposed his posterior to the world because he knew what was up. You know, Mayweather was allowed to use that elbow on him constantly. I don't know that he was ever warned once for it. And in the meantime, when Ricky got in there and tried to, you know, use those molo shots over the top, same thing that Maidana had some success with, just hitting him with wherever he could hit him. He was admonished for that constantly, and Hatton quickly realized it. You know, Hatton was raised on things going his way over across the pond, and he immediately realized what was up in the fight. And obviously, you know, later it became, you know, when you realize you're fighting two guys in the ring, obviously the fight gets much tougher, and you can't impose yourself on somebody. You can't help to, you know, wear someone down with those kinds of tactics. Let's face it, he's not going to outbox Floyd Mayweather. He has no chance of doing that in a million years. And going back to, as we said about Canelo, it almost seemed like somehow, some way, those Reynoso brothers and family thought that they could outbox him. But, and I'm sure if they had Texas neutral officials that Mr. Suleiman, God rest his soul, had a range with Dickie Cole, they would have been able to outbox him like that because, you know, it's – but obviously it was a different time and a different place.
Bob Spagnuolo, manager extraordinaire, of course, of many people, including Austin Trout, the junior middleweight former champion. Now, Kell Brook was stabbed last week. The guy's been stabbed twice in the last 5 or 6 years, and somebody told me 3 times now. But officially it's twice. When you've been stabbed more than once, doesn't it indicative of you being not such a good guy? I mean, come on, you can't be that unlucky.
Well, hey, listen, you know, it's the company we keep. I have no idea what happened. I don't have any idea what happened the first time, but the fact is, you know, listen, he put on a brilliant performance coming across the pond doing as he did. I thought a brilliant performance beating Porter, which I thought he soundly beat him.
Yep.
And I don't know where they're going to find the body of the English guy that called it a draw, but I'm sure that'll be forthcoming, that disappearance. But it was a brilliant performance for them to come across the pond and beat us, you know, like they did. You know, and I thought Showtime's commentators didn't give the fight justice. They were, certainly at the second half of the fight, Porter was constantly holding, and they never mentioned it once, whereas, you know, early in the fight, that's all that they could talk about, which, you fight a guy, you hit him 2-3 times coming in close, brilliant, crisp shots that he was hitting Porter with coming in, and then you grab him and you hold him. I mean, we grew up, you know, everybody loving Muhammad Ali for doing that, but certainly he didn't have the Muhammad Ali shtick, but I thought he dominated the fight. He came over here, and now he's going to be entitled to big things over there. You know, the Khan fight, and listen, he's a hero. But they love their fighters over there, and they love him, and he's already, you know, he's demonstrated the kind of pedigree by coming over here and accomplishing that very few of their fighters have done. Yeah, I mean, I can remember Hunnigan when Mickey Duff brought him to Atlantic City and whipped Donald Curry's behind.
Yeah, I remember that. But Kell Brook definitely looks like he's skilled, but, you know, guys that get stabbed once usually learn the first time, but you've been stabbed 2 or 3 times, I think you've got some issues. Straight up.
Well, you know, you never know. You never know. And I don't know. I'm not privy to any of that, those interactions that he's had. But so I don't, you know, feel like I should be commenting on it, which, you know me, I don't have a problem commenting if I do have an opinion. But I don't want to take anything away from his victory. And you know, I just think he's going to be a huge superstar over there. They love their own, and with the guys in that weight that he can be matched against, I think that he'll have huge opportunities coming down the road.
The great Bob Spagnuolo, folks. Guests don't get no better than Bob. Take care, buddy.
Great to talk to you, Pete. Thank you.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-7529. Talking MMA with Zach Attack Young next. On the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network.
Take me with you. Please take me with you. Yes. How I'd love to walk down that golden street, hand in hand with you were all the lovers.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
It's late. Your baby is flushed and congested. Do you go to the emergency room, page your doctor, hoping you hear back? No. You're out of refills and your doctor can't see you for 2 weeks. Do you go without? No. You've broken out in itchy hives and are running a fever, but you're traveling in miles from home. Do you suffer through it? No. You sign up with Doc On Call to make sure it doesn't happen again. Doc On Call will give you immediate access to board-certified physicians and registered nurses day or night with one-on-one video or phone consultations. All consultations are completely confidential and records are immediately transmitted to your physician. Doc On Call is a great backup plan because it allows you to contact a doctor on a moment's notice. Now you can get convenient, personal, professional medical care whenever you need it. Call now to get started and have a doctor always on call for less than a dollar a day. With Doc On Call, your appointment is when you say it is. Call now. 1-800-996-7722 now. That's 1-800-996-7722. 1-800-996-7722.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Ladies and gentlemen, referee Herb Dean has called a stop to this contest at 2 minutes, 26 seconds of round number 5. Declaring the winner by TKO, and now the new undisputed UFC bantamweight champion of the world,
greatest performance I've ever seen in my life.
What does that mean to you when you hear the new bantamweight champion of the world, TJ Dillashaw? What is going through your mind right now?
Oh, man, I've dreamed it for so long, and it's just, it's unbelievable, man. It's the greatest feeling in the world, and all you have to do is believe, baby. Believe you're the best in the world, and you'll get here. I've been looking up to the guy. I felt respect to getting in the cage against him, you know. He's the best in the world, and that's what brought it out of me. You know, it's what brought the best out of me is because I knew I was fighting the best. I had to bring my A game to be the champion of the world, and it happened, baby. Calvers County, Angels Camp, Sacramento. I love you guys.
One of the smooth sounds of Tower of Power. Speaking of smooth, they don't get much smoother than my next guest, folks. Of course, the only guy I know that can travel to San Francisco on a shoestring budget. I kid you not. He came to the city by the bay, stayed downtown in rooms that usually cost like $160 to $250 a night, and stayed for $50 a pop. That's right. I'm talking about the vacationer of the year, my man, Zach Young. What's up, Zach?
I'm doing well, Pedro. How are you?
Pretty good, man. Do you miss San Francisco? Now, what was San Francisco to you? I mean, you've been a lot of places. What was the city by the bay to you?
You know, I always loved San Francisco. You know, it's one of my favorite cities to go to, and I always think about moving out there. It has a great vibe, and, you know, I've always liked it. I like how everything's so close together, and you can just enjoy yourself.
Okay. Before we talk MMA, let's talk about the big fight tonight. The big fight. I'm talking about Marcos Medina and the rematch against Floyd Mayweather, of course, in the world of boxing. 12 rounds for the world welterweight 147-pound championship. Mayweather 46-0, 26 stops. Hasn't stopped anybody in quite a while. Marcos Medina 34-4. Some people's books 35-4. 31 KOs. Bottom line is they had a 12-round majority decision win for Mayweather last time out. But Mayweather was winning the latter stages of the fight. Does Mayweather pick up where he left off here, Zach, or is Medina able to impose his will early again? What do you think?
I think Medina actually might win some of the early rounds again, but I think this fight will be more clear in Floyd's favor. The last one a lot of people thought was close. I think this one should be more clear.
Okay. UFC is rocking and rolling, of course. The TJ Dillashaw clip that we played coming in, him beating that last-minute replacement of Soto a couple weeks ago. Any word on Renan Barreiro and his continuing at 135 pounds or what?
I haven't heard whether or not he's going to continue. It kind of seemed as though he was going to try to continue to fight at that weight, but I hope for his sake that he'll move up to 45 or maybe even 55.
But Dak, see, the thing is, everybody says that, you know, move up in weight. And I was telling somebody last night, we were talking about my Golden Glove days, and won in 82 and 83, and it's in 84. I won it again at 39. So I said to myself, you know, I'm making this weight. It's really tough on my body. Blah, blah. I think I'll just move up to 147, okay? So I moved up to 147, and I got spanked in the Nationals by a guy that was just so much bigger than me. I'm talking about Ernie Chavez, went on to get stopped in a fight by Meldrick Taylor, the former 1984 Olympic gold medalist and world champion. But straight up, Ernie he beat me down, man, and the difference was size. And so this 10-pound move from 35 to 45, it's a bigger move than the 8 pounds I was going to move from 39 to 47. And it was not the good thing for me to do. It was like, yikes, go back to 39, and I did it in a minute.
Yeah, I mean, you may be onto something there. And if you are, then that's very unfortunate for Barreiro, because I don't think he can beat Dillashaw, and he might. I don't know where he would go from there if he can't move up.
Okay, Zach Attack Young is our guest, folks. Of course, he is featured at ringtalk.com. He was a recent guest of the City by the Bay. Had a great time. Had him in studio. Got his name out here on the great Wall of Fame here at the Sports Byline Broadcast Studios. Of course, we have a Wall of Fame that features just about everybody, not mixed martial arts and boxing alone. I'm talking about the entire sporting world is out there on the wall, and Zach is part of that wall. Right under Andre Ward, aren't you?
Yes, I signed under Andre Ward.
Yeah, that's cute. Andre Ward, of course, the Olympic gold medalist from 2004, Olympic resident of Oakland, California, 27-0, I believe 14 stops. Haven't seen him in a while. Let's go back to boxing for a second. We're talking with Zach Attack Young, who is like a chameleon, can put on his boxing hat 1 second, his MMA hat another. But Andre Ward, he's sort of like been on the, if you've seen him anywhere besides HBO, he's been on the side of a milk carton, missing in action.
Yeah, I really hope he can get back in the ring because he's in his prime right now, you know, and there's fights for him to make out there, and it's unfortunate that he's been kept out of the ring.
Hmm. And a lot of that has to do, of course, with his legal issues with his promoter, Dan Goosen, and of course, that's tied him up. I think they've had two decisions go against him by the California City Athletic Commission. But and not to veer off MMA, but the California City Athletic Commission seems to be drowning in scandal right now regarding bribes and all that kind of stuff, and involving Senator Leland Yee, who was my buddy. Did you know? Did you read it all about that state senator up here that got hooked up with all these felony charges, and him and these gangster from Chinatown and people? Did you hear about that, Zach?
Yeah, I heard a little bit about that, actually.
Yeah, well, he was my buddy. Okay, I'm going to admit, I don't care. He was my buddy. Leland Yee was my buddy. He was a state senator. When I called Leland's office, action was done. I mean, like the red light was out. No, something like that. Anyway, if I called him, like the state was lagging on a license, one of my professional licenses, bam, he got it done one day. I mean, when you told him there was something going on with the police department locally, he looked into it and things like that. I mean, he was the greatest of guys. Now, of course, he's hooked up with this big scandal, and he's got boxing all around the edges with the Athletic Commission involved. And, of course, the world of MMA, evidently, the UFC donated a lot of money to a couple of people in California. So there's a big scandal going on. In fact, you can enter California Athletic Commission scandal at Google.com and read the entire story. But we'll go back to the world of the UFC as well. Pound for pound, John Jones, the best in the world, of course, taking on Daniel Cormier, and that's going to go down January the 3rd. But if he's the best in the world, and we're saying he's the best in the world, and we're picking Cormier to beat him, are we contradicting what we just said?
Yeah, I mean, you would be contradicting it. I'm still not completely sure if Cormier can get past his reach, but I do think he has a great shot. And I don't know. I mean, you got to prove it, and he's proven it, but there's always a chance. I don't think Cormier has proven as much as Jon Jones, and maybe this is just his shot to prove that he's the best in the world.
Okay, we'll debate the situation. Here we're talking with Zach Attack Young of ringtalk.com. Of course, he's saying that he thinks Jon Jones has all the edge or some of the edges going into the fight with Daniel Cormier. Of course, the unbeaten, was he a former Olympian, former amateur U.S. champion? I mean, the guy's been around the block, never been taken off his feet, solid wrestling base. Coming down from heavyweights where he beat guys like Frank Mir and Josh Barnett, I mean, beat him handily. Should have been arrested for domestic violence. And no knock on Ray Rice and that situation going on there. I was just joking. But he should have been arrested for domestic. Hey, can you? Mayweather did everything this week but say that Ray Rice's girlfriend had a bad chin. I mean, he was saying that it was, you know, that the first penalty was sufficient and things like that. I don't know. You know, this whole thing, when you have couples going at each other, and these are combative couples. This was sort of funny, off subject again. We're talking with Zach Young. But, Zach, when I was a cop here in San Francisco, I'd get events where people were actually had beaten up each other. I mean, males and females. Couples had beaten up each other. And she'll say something like, I hit them first. I mean, she doesn't care. So what I'm trying to say is they have combative couples. So I don't know what the answer is here, but I think a two-game suspension was a little light. But I think banning him for life or firing him and all that kind of stuff, I think that was a bit extreme. That was just a little knee-jerk reaction to the press, don't you think?
Yeah, and I mean, when we got one of our 49ers suspended for 9 games for some DUIs, it's a little weird when a guy gets suspended 2 games. For just, you know, some domestic violence. I mean, it's bad, but I don't think it should be a lifetime ban. But also, you're right, the 2 days was too light. And I think if they were going to punish him, they should have stuck with that. I mean, if they already had the punishment, they shouldn't have just, like, taken it further on, like, a release of a new video when everybody knew what he did already. It wasn't like nobody knew.
Yeah, but you know what? I'll say one thing. I don't think I've ever seen anybody drag a chick out or a woman out of an elevator in that position. I'm not laughing, but I mean, it was like, whoa. I mean, did she hit her head on the handle of the elevator or something coming down or whatever it was? But the bottom line is, you know, she was unconscious and he was in a bad spot there. And you know, I mean, I'm not sticking up for this guy at all. I'm just saying that, you know, when you have a combative couple, as a former police officer, I'm just trying to say there are combative couples, couples that hit each other a lot. And I just don't know if this Ray Rice situation falls within that. Let's go back to the world of the of sanctioned violence. Talk about the UFC and Bellator. Bellator is coming back. Looks like they're trying to go almost every Friday night. Is it every Friday night or Wednesday?
I think it's Friday.
Yeah. Well, September 19th, this Friday night, they're going to come with a card, of course, from the Save Might Center. I don't know what the hell that is. And that's the 7 p.m. Eastern time. Take that back. That's when it starts. The prelims start on spike.com. And then they go to the main card. Starts at 9 p.m. Eastern time. I guess that's going to delay it on the West Coast at 9 p.m. as well. Then Bellator comes back with another card on the 26th. That's from the Grand Canyon University Arena. And where they're going to go, October the 3rd, it'll be Strauss and Wilcox coming from the Pechanga Resort and Casino. Are you close enough to Pechanga to go?
I think I might be. I think that's in Palm Springs, possibly.
No, that one's down, of course. That one's you have to take the San Diego airport.
Oh, okay. That's all right.
That's all right. Okay. Is Bellator making any inroads here? I mean, I'm not hearing any buzz on their shows, and I just was confused whether it was Wednesday or Friday because I watch them delayed on the web. Are they making any inroads here with their new series this new season?
I think they're starting to slowly but surely. They have to sign some more fighters, some more like well-known fighters, but I think they're making some of the right moves.
Okay, so who could they sign? I mean, Ben Askren's a guy, isn't he? I mean, he's got that one-year deal with that small AAA organization somewhere else, some AAA type of fight club or whatever it is. But I think he's the most – I think he's a guy. I think Ben's really got some – he's frightening.
Yeah, I think that definitely get Ben back. And, I mean, Ben is good at selling himself, so that's another thing. They don't have a lot of fighters at Bellator now that are well-known, and I think Ben could be one of them. He's starting to make more of a name for himself. He has Dana White addressing his comments, so, I mean, that's somebody that you got to look into getting back for sure.
Speaking of Dana White, what's the latest babble out of his mouth? What's he saying these days? Anything new?
He called Ben Askren an idiot or something like that because Ben Askren was criticizing him for the way that he pays his fighters and other things like that and just the way he handles business, which I actually kind of agreed with Ben Askren more, so I don't know who the real idiot is in that situation.
Okay, we'll go off subject one more time. The guy with no legs, the Olympian, shoots his girlfriend through the door, and they're going to let him walk.
Well, they'll kind of let him walk.
Oh, he's got no legs. That's where I was trying to go on that one, folks. Anyway, the bottom line is, I think that he should have went to jail. He should go to jail for a long, long time. He took that woman's life.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, some type of punishment, not just being able to walk away from that.
Or roll away in his case.
Yeah.
Okay. Zach Attack Young, all the best to you, my brother. This is watching Mayweather Medina fight tonight, and try not to pay $70, go out to a sports bar or somewhere. You know how to watch it.
Yeah, I know how. Thank you, Pedro. Have a great day.
All the best to you. My main man, Zach Attack Young, the MMA expert at ringtalk.com, and of course, Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeart Radio Network, and the American Forces Network.
Angel Child.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. you'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I blinked and I cured my brain.
Lonely days never on the Sports Byline broadcast over the sweet sounds of Mr. Rick Stevens, of course, in Tower of Power. 57 minutes past the hour. Don't forget, Ring Talk airs Saturday and Sunday live at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Saturday for an hour. We combine both boxing and mixed martial arts into that 1 hour of combat sports, 11 a.m. Pacific time Saturday. Then we come back Sunday with a 2 hour show, an hour of boxing and an hour of mixed martial arts. Now, you can get all three of these hours on the iHeart Radio Network. In fact, I believe they're picking us up live now, but if they're not picking us up live until next week, it's either this week or next week, they're picking up the live editions. They weren't clear on it yesterday as far as emails are concerned, but I can tell you can get all the shows at iHeartRadio.com, just iHeartRadio.com/talk. You look for Ring Talk, and boom, you're like a member, and they'll send you 3 hours of Ring Talk every Monday morning. Get 2 hours of 2 hours of boxing, of course, and take that back. An hour and a half of boxing, an hour and a half of mixed martial arts, split right down the middle. 3 hours of Ring Talk, Saturday an hour, and Sunday 2 hours on the iHeart Radio Network. Next big martial arts event, of course, is going to be Bellator 125, September the 19th, Fresno, California. In the main event, Doug Marshall, 18-7. Of course, taking on Melvin Manhoff. Melvin's 28-11. Middle-of-the-road type of guys, but, you know, these guys are going to put forth a good scrap, and I think the fight will end inside the distance. Of course, 185 pounds means they are middleweights, and they are nowhere in the stratosphere of Mr. Chris Weidman, the UFC middleweight champion of the world. Of course, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, celebrating 30 years next week on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network. Ha! Where would I be without my man, Scott Cuddy, the greatest producer in the world? Going to give him props week in and week out, folks. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing, MMA. Next edition, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Most importantly, peace.